This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Masing.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiao Ning and Roshan. It's just gone past 7:46 in the morning, Tuesday, the 10th of November. And as usual, we're still talking about the budget. And one of the key things, or one of the important objectives, is the Rakyat well-being. So Budget 2021 announced a slew of initiatives to address the social protection needs of vulnerable groups suffering from the economic fallout of COVID-19. Among the prominent announcements include the increased amount of financial assistance for B40 households, persons with disabilities, as well as caretakers for the sick and elderly. And beginning January 2021, EPF members will also be allowed to withdraw funds from account 1, which was previously off limits until retirement. These measures may alleviate some of the economic pain in the short term. But is there a future cost for present-day relief? So for some thoughts on Budget 2021's social protection initiatives, we speak to Tan Sri Muhammad Noor Yaakob, Chairman of Khazanah Research Institute. Now, in your Budget 2021, Tan Sri, commentary, you viewed the Bantuan Prihatin Rakyat Cash Aid Program, or BPR, as an improvement over the previous scheme, the BSH. Can you elaborate on these improvements, please?
Yeah, this BSH in the first place when it was introduced is basically to help the lower income group, the poor and the almost poor. In Malaysia, unfortunately, the saving amount for a low income group is very little. For many people, they don't have savings. So this money that we gave actually helps them to do a lot of things that they would otherwise not be able to do. Buy a school bag for their children, buy shoes for their children, keep a little bit money for medical expenses for the parents. So many things. So it is a good social justice measure which helps people very broadly. But this year we even improve it more. BPR is better than BSH. BSH was good, but this is even better. So one way to say why it's better is because formerly the maximum threshold to be eligible for BSH was 4,000. But we even made it better now. It is 5,000 now. Not anyone below 5,000 is eligible. Formerly, there were 4.3 million beneficiaries under the old scheme. That was already quite significant. But now, under the new scheme, there is 8.1 million beneficiaries. Quite a big number, 8.1 million who can benefit. And of course, because the government made eligibility higher and the amount of money is more, because the amount of money is now 6.5 billion compared to 5 billion before. So it's 1.5 billion more and very well spent.
You're right, Tan Sri. I don't think anyone disputes the fact that the cash aid is sorely needed and put to good use. However, there are concerns that aid doesn't reach to those who need it the most. Has the government adequately addressed this?
Actually, the government has the data. The government has, over many years, collected data of the B40. So there is a good data for the government to know exactly who benefits and who doesn't. But as in any other scheme, anything that the government does in a big way, there are two risks. One is called the inclusion risk, and the other is the exclusion risk. Sometimes we do it in a certain way, people who are supposed to be included are excluded, right? But if you do it in another way, supposed to be not included, they're included. So in any program, there will be these two risks. I think we have to take it that these things do happen. But our experience shows that by and large, this BSH before and BPR now goes to the right people, people who deserve it.
And Tan Sri, given that many Malaysians don't have enough savings though, would you say that the government's move to allow for withdrawals from EPF account 1 is short-sighted?
The two ways of looking at it. Like one, well, this is for really long term. It's for you when you pension. You pension, you get this money, and then if you keep taking this money out, what do you have when you retire? But that argument would be actually a good argument in normal times. Normal times, you earn your income, you have a job, you keep your money there, you have to try to live within your means, although you don't have much saving, but you have to try to cut costs and then live within your means and keep your saving. But this time, right now we have this pandemic which we never had before. Even in my own life, I've never seen such a major crisis where not only life, livelihood, and the whole world, we cannot export our way through. Like last crisis, 97, we export our way through, and we can do some measures in 86 to attract investment. All this is difficult now because the whole world is suffering. So in such a scenario, should we be very ideological and say, no, account one is for long term, you cannot touch it, but or should we be flexible, understanding, and say, okay, if you have lost your job, and it will take some time to find a job because it's not that easy to find a job, and you have to still live, you have to have food on the table, so allow you to take that 6,000 over 12 months. I think it's a reasonable flexibility. I think it's the right thing to do, and I don't think it's short-sighted.
But are there missed opportunities in Budget 2021 to address the gaps in social protection that currently exist? Wouldn't the EPF withdrawal exacerbate the situation down the line?
For Malaysia as a whole, this social security issue is a big issue because only EPF is only for people who work in formal organizations, right? And for government, we have the pension schemes. Okay, but a lot more and more people are not having either government service pension or working in an organization with EPF. And in fact, our own research suggests that only about 60% of people have these sort of things. And more people are in the gig economy, informal system. They don't even have EPF. So the longer term issue for Malaysia is to create a social security system whereby we are able to make sure that everyone gets social protection when they retire. And even now, even if we don't allow the account one to be taken out, EPF money is not quite enough. So we have to look at it in a longer term now. But the budget itself is not the place to do that. Maybe then the termination plan or some other longer term focus. But the budget as a whole, which is basically looking at the livelihood of people today as they suffer, lose their job, etc., and how do we put food on the table and make sure they do not go to along or do not suffer too much. We have to do whatever it takes.
And switching to another issue highlighted in Budget 2021 is the role of GLCs. Now, what kind of role do you think they should play in the Malaysia's economic recovery?
My view is that GLC can do much in the economic recovery. You know, because they are government related. I mean, the G in the GLC, and at the same time, they work in the private sector. They're not constrained by government department regulations on salary, on this, on that. They are free. So they have the best of both worlds. And to me, it is not right for GLC just to concentrate on making profit. Of course, they make profit is good for the government. They do must make profit because if they are not strong, how are they going to contribute to national development? But I think apart from doing well and financially, each of them must have a development mandate. So you are viable, you make profits, there's a financial mandate. But all of them, GLC, government agency, must have a development mandate to do something more. Like I always call it KPI plus. If KPI is about the financial mandate, it's not enough. You must be KPI plus plus. You must do something for king and country beyond what you do.
Thank you for your time. That was Tan Sri Muhammad Noor Yaakob, Chairman of the Khazanah Research Institute, giving us his views on Budget 2021 and the social protection measures that the government has announced. And as he rightly points out, you know, this is an unprecedented crisis. Definitely segments of society are really feeling the brunt. Now, what's interesting about his conversation is the role of GLCs in it, although, and that they must have a very clear development mandate with KPIs, not just KPIs, but KPIs plus plus. Now, my question is, do we know what these KPI plus plus are and who measures them? And is there accountability for that? Because otherwise, you know, there's always question marks about what they do, who manages them, whose interests do they act for, you know, and recently, we've had its fair share of appointments, not from professionals, but from politicians. So question marks about that, you know, and of course, we'll be following that story. But once again, we have, we don't really know. And but in the meantime, Roshan Kunnison will be speaking to Simon Flint, Group CEO on Evolution Fitness, for The Breakfast Grill. But before that, the legendary Mercedes rock break with Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.